KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Geopolitics, a divisive election year, and strained budgets are all topics that can create tension in the workplace. NCRC can help workplace leaders navigate polarizing issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, our region has a wonderful climate year-round, perfect for walking from point A to point B. But just how easy is it to do that? A panel of guests join me in studio to discuss. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our community through conversation. So San Diego's unemployment rate dropped slightly in its last numbers, but remains at the 5% mark, which is one of its highest levels in years. Now, that news comes around the same time the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point last week. So how do these two things connect? Here to tell us more is San Diego's current economic policy outlook is Daniel Innamark. He is the chief economist at the Policy and Innovation Center. Daniel, welcome back to Midday Edition.
Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you here. So you say one of the big economic stories for 2025 is unemployment. You know, people are searching for jobs. There just aren't enough to go around. So what's the general reason for why that is? And what's the current situation here in our region?
Great questions. Anytime we're looking at a big aggregate thing like unemployment, there's tons of contributing factors. And so it's hard to narrow it down to say, well, you know, it's because of this or that one thing that unemployment's going up. And these things are cyclical. But as a general rule, I would say when the current administration came in, they proposed a number of policies that were not great for employment. So we saw, for example, tariffs, right? Tariffs are going to make things more expensive. It's, we focus on, oh, could we bring more manufacturing jobs to the United States? But for every one company that is going to produce steel in the United States, there might be 50 companies that were using inexpensive steel that's being imported to build products that they can make money on, right? And so with the implementation of tariffs, you see that it's just harder to make things that are affordable for your customers, right? So a lot of businesses closing, that kind of thing. There's a number of factors that are involved. And also the other thing is that the economy has not been quite as strong as we thought it was going back to April of 2024 during the previous administration, because we just had a revision of the jobs numbers, which is, you know, this process is kind of a really involved one where every month you get the last month's worth of data in an estimate. Mm-hmm. But then those estimates are revised a couple times before we end up at the final thing. And the last revision was the most negative revision we've ever seen. Almost a million jobs less than we thought existed in the U.S. economy were there. And so, you know, a lot of people talking about vibe session, mm-hmm. the economist Catherine Edwards has used the term ghost recession. You know, the economy was not as good as some of the numbers suggested. And so some of those intuitions of this economy sucks might have been right, you know.
Wow. Well, I mean, on those job numbers, the Trump administration has been looking to change how job data is released.
Yeah.
What exactly is happening there?
Yeah, that's a bit of a disaster. So a perfectly normal jobs report came out that involved some revisions, and it was absolute standard practice. And, you know, the BLS has been led by really professional, nonpartisan people who are incredibly talented, you know, PhD economists. And the president didn't like the numbers and didn't like the revision. And so he accused the person in charge of being somehow dishonest or something, or partisan, and fired them and replaced them with somebody who is a loyalist, somebody who is, you know, widely viewed as kind of a yes man. And and that person has even suggested that we might suspend having monthly reports on the unemployment situation, which would be really terrible, you know, because businesses rely on this information to make their decisions about production. You know, if unemployment suddenly surges, you could reasonably expect that demand for products and services might decrease. And so when you're making those investment decisions, you really need high-quality information. And so replacing this very professional, nonpartisan staff with your kind of, you know, loyalist and maybe even cutting back on the information, it would be a real disservice to the American economy.
Yeah, everyone's flying blind at that point.
Yeah.
And BLS, for those who don't know, is the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, despite the challenges in the labor market, the stock market, though, remains strong. What does that tell us about the larger economy?
Well, for one thing, when we say the stock market remains strong, really what we mean is that there's about 10 companies that are doing really well with the advent of AI and with the strength of the tech sector. You know, we have 10 companies that are basically driving a continued increase in the S&P 500. Now, that doesn't mean that all companies are doing great. It doesn't mean that the whole stock market is doing great. It just means that some of the top performers are performing very well. I think there are a lot of theories flying around about why the stock market seems to keep doing so well when the, quote, real economy, you know, jobs and things like that are struggling. But certainly AI and the promise of the value that could be delivered by that development is a big part of it.
You know, another question here is, you know, this week the Trump administration also announced a $100,000 annual fee for H-1B visa applications. Can you explain what that is, the H-1B visa, and how that could change our economy here in San Diego?
Yeah. So if you want to bring in somebody who's really talented, who is not a U.S. citizen, and you want to have them come in and, or even a permanent resident, you want to have them come in and work with your company to do something that you might struggle to find people locally who could do, you get them an H-1B visa. And it's a really great program. The United States benefits in a way that no other country in the history of the world has benefited from, which is that we are a place that people all over the world want to be. The best and the brightest around the world want to come here for our top-tier, you know, higher education opportunities, for our world's largest economy. All of that draws people to the United States, and we have the opportunity to kind of take the best and brightest, the cream of the crop from around the world, and invite them into the United States to help us grow our economy. And, you know, a lot of people say we should staple a green card to every master's degree and PhD that we had, you know, issue for people who are coming here for these kinds of advanced training who could do really high productivity work. By increasing the cost of the H-1B visa, we're discouraging companies from being able to bring in those best and brightest from around the world. And I think that's too bad. I also think that there's a real problem, and there will likely be legal challenges, I think maybe already have been, to the fact that the administration can kind of unilaterally exempt companies from this charge, which really puts the administration in a position of being able to say, well, if we like you, you can have H-1B visas, and if we don't like you, you can't. And that is a potential for favoritism.
Are there specific industries in San Diego that might be hit hardest by this?
That's a great question, one I maybe don't know off the top of my head. I would say certainly, you know, biotech is one of our leading, really highly technical industries or sectors. And certainly we have a lot of foreign-born workers in that field. So that could be one of the highest hit. But, you know, one of the things that's so unique about San Diego is that we live right on the border. And what that means is there is this nearby region that has a significantly lower cost of labor And so, and then we have this region that's got incredibly high education, and we can partner with them to produce things like medical devices and things like that.
And quickly, Federal Reserve lowered interest rates by a quarter point. Mm. Will that move the needle here on our high unemployment and also high inflation at all?
Well, you know, the phrase that they use is long and variable lags, meaning the time that it takes for monetary policy to work its way through the economy and encourage more employment and all that. It takes a long time and it takes a variable amount of time. So it's very difficult to predict how long it'll take for that change. Now, it's also a small change. We expect a couple more changes, more decreases in this year and the next. So, you know, it's a good thing, but it will, at least for unemployment, but it will take time to work its way through the economy, and it's very difficult to predict how long.
Oh, boy. Well, I've been speaking with Daniel Innemark, Chief Economist at the Policy and Innovation Center. Daniel, as always, thank you for stopping in, and thanks for your insight.
Thanks for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Jans, Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're presenting a landmark exhibition of Eduardo Chillida, a visionary sculptor who transformed the way we think about form, space, and material. Eduardo Chillida, Convergence, is the most expansive U.S. presentation of the artist's work in nearly 50 years, bringing together monumental sculptures, delicate works on paper, and a virtual reality experience of his iconic Comb of the Wind installation on the Basque coast of Spain. Eduardo Chillida Convergence is on view now through February 8, 2026 at the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park. Learn more at sdmaart.org.